This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Running back some of the best you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. Where you at? It's Dan Day. Social media at Dan Day Radio. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Last night I was at the Funky Biscuit catching Tab Benoit and Josh Garrett. I posted a picture. We had some fun for everyone. Right there on Instagram at Dan Day Radio. Going to get at some Joe Rose talking to Kim Bocamper about Dolphins, of course. Greeny Show will be taking you to Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. Then Hawk and Crowder, May the 4th be with you. Right now, may these headlines be with you. Alexander Barkov's late goal lifted the Panthers past the Stars in overtime last night, winning 5-4. Their final two games of the season are Saturday and Monday against the Lightning. The Heat look to win their fourth in a row tonight when they take on Dallas at 8. Tyler Hero and Victor Oladipo are not expected to play. Marlins rookie pitcher Paul Campbell has been suspended 80 games for PED use. The Fish play the Diamondbacks tonight at 6:40. The minor league season starts tonight after taking a year off due to coronavirus. Marlins prospect Max Meyer will start tonight for the AA Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Russell Westbrook had 14 points, 21 rebounds, and 24 assists last night, leading the Wizards past the Pacers 154-141. He becomes the only player to have two 20 rebounds, 20 assist games. Carmelo Anthony passed Elvin Hayes for 10th all-time in scoring in the NBA last night. Portland, nonetheless, lost to Atlanta 123-114. Steph Curry scored 40 as the Warriors defeated the Pelicans. New Orleans now sits 2.5 games out of the 10th spot in the West. And with that being said, I'm wearing a Pelicans jersey today, so I need this. Let's take a step into the day spa. A North Carolina man broke the world record by doing 3,050 push-ups in 1 hour. Yeah, he can have that record. A different North Carolina man recently won his second $1 million lottery jackpot. Okay, I want that one. A man completed 36 consecutive one-handed backflips. Once again, I want no part of that. After just doing 2 days of meetings with a lady online, another lady agreed to be the bridesmaid in her wedding. Yes, my hot mess of the day. A man in Spain has been arrested and charged with killing and eating his mother. It's like the movie Psycho times 50. It's always psycho and fun with the Joe Rose Show in morning weekdays from 6 to 10, especially when he gets together with other former Dolphins like Kim Bocamper. Kim Bocamper was in Ace Ventura with Courtney Cox. Woo! Talking about the Dolphins draft, some Tua talk and White Castle late nights.
Kim Bocamper going to join us now, talk a little Miami Dolphins. Bo, thanks for the time this morning before your big flight out. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Hey, Bo.
A little early for me, but always a pleasure.
Did you grab a coffee, bro? You didn't grab the coffee this morning, did you?
Not yet. I'm actually sitting in the airport. I'm getting ready to jump on a plane here in about 15 minutes. So I had that cold coffee coming over here in the cab, and so yeah.
Hey,
I'm a little out of sorts right now.
Bo, let's jump right into this. So nationally, I was just saying this. The media has love what the Dolphins did locally yesterday. Yeah. Oh, we got beat on a running back in the second round, and we should have stayed at three. What's your take on what the Dolphins were able to do?
Well, I think those things are a little nitpicky, but I'm a nitpicker too. So because I was one of those guys who was kind of beating my chest for to get a running back when they had an opportunity when Najee Harris was there in the first round. So that's kind of where my allegiances lie with that. But I you know what, the fans, you know. It was funny going into, well, really this whole last year and a half have been funny. You know, everyone wants to get Tua, and then they get him with the fifth pick in the draft, and all of a sudden, you know, he doesn't have an all-pro year, and it's like half the fans just turn their back on him. You know, and I'm
right.
Like, oh, my God,
yeah, that was quite...
why don't you give the guy a chance? And so I kind of take the overall consensus of the fans on these types of things with a grain of salt. And tend to lean a little bit more when evaluation on some of the people that have a little bit more insight than Billy and Pembroke Pines, you know.
Well, Bo, as Zach and Davey now going to ask you this question: what'd you think of Waddle and Phillips in the first round? The two first rounders who you know we'll talk about for the next couple of years. Those are the two guys. What'd you think of those two picks at 6 and 18?
Well, I love the Waddle pick. There was going to be three receivers there. There were going to be one A and one B. You know, so you were going to get one of them, and I like the one they got. This Devontae Smith to me, I just can't see a guy that's 165, 170 pounds. You're holding up in the league, you know. So I like that pick, and I like the pick of Phillips. The only thing is, I'm just so overloaded with all this talk about concussions and all these things to say, geez, you know, you take the 18th pick in a draft and take a guy that's had three concussions and ankle injuries and retired from football once already. And, you know, I know it's a new time, and I know he had time off to get healed up, but I don't know if those things are cumulative, or I don't know if they stand alone. I'm not a doctor, but it just seems to me to be it's like anything else, risk reward, right? You
yep.
take the risk and for the big reward.
Hey, real quickly.
And hope you don't stumble on the way.
Yeah, no, hopefully they get some luck as far as the injury bug goes. You're right. Liam Eichenberg. Bo, everybody's been all over the board. Where's he going to end up playing, or where's he going to start camp at least?
I think there's going to be a line at that right tackle position. It's going to be DJ Fluker. It's going to be Eichenberg. It's going to be Jesse Davis and whoever else they can line up over there and see who can be that guard on the right, that tackle on the right-hand side. The thing about Eichenberg, he can go, he can play, you know, play guard. He said, hey, look, if you want me to play center, I'll play center. And then I think that's kind of, to me, when you look at that entire draft, Joe, isn't it kind of that you're starting to kind of see a picture of what Chris Greer and Brian Flores want, guys that can play, but they can also play multiple positions. The safety forward, he can play different positions. The tight end can do different things. Eichenberg can do different things. So you got to, you know, I think – you're starting to see what they're doing is getting guys that fill a number of needs across the board.
But would you say – you brought up the safety, but Javon Holland, instead of the running back, I was right with you there with that running back there in that second round, and I really wanted it. Then the safety came out. I was a little disappointed. I didn't know much about him until I kind of looked into it a little bit more. But what did you think about that pick? It looks like a Brian Flores guy when you look at the tape and look at what he did. But I was disappointed there was no running back there also. I'm right with you.
Well, you know, it's funny. I kind of going into the draft, you know, you put your areas of need and – you know, to me, it was playmaker, which included Pitts and those three wide receivers. And then it was a running back and all these things. And one of the last positions on my chart was safety. I just didn't think it was a position of need. But, you know, the guy's a ball hawk. He makes plays. He can play at the line of scrimmage. He's played nickel. He's played corner. He's played nickel. So, again, he's a guy that can do multiple things with fits in. So, we'll see. But, again, I'm kind of in that position where, you know, next year, whenever the draft comes around, wherever they're drafting, I'm going to probably be pounding my chest for another running back until they get one. So I'll settle for what we got, right?
Yeah. Well, it is. This thing's all about Tua, though, these two drafts, right?
It starts with
Lefty.
It don't matter what you did in this year's draft with all these guys and what they're going to do. If the guy that you picked with the fifth pick in the draft last year doesn't live up to that expectation. So as much as this draft is about all these guys, it's to me, it's more about Tua than anything else. You know, that's just the bottom line. Yeah. If he doesn't have success, well, then this team's going to struggle.
Well, it's going to be fun, though, come week two when Will Fuller's off that suspension.
So before I go, I got to ask Joe something here.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
So, because I know Joe's a connoisseur of this. I kind of noticed this year during the draft that Mel's hair is getting a little bit thin in the middle there, and it's starting to look like you know how Joe, when you're like, you know, you and I have been in that boat where you know you dye your own hair at home, you know, you get a little that, you know keep out the gray or whatever. You do it over your bathroom sink.
Yep.
But when you do it too much, it always seems to come out red, right?
Yes.
And I think that's where Mel's at right now. I think he's overdone the dye, too much peroxide in there, and then he's trying to keep that little lift thin-like thing right down the middle of the hair to keep that legacy going. So that was some of my best entertainment, just watching him over the weekend.
You know what? The biggest thing when I get up in the morning, about once every couple weeks, jet black or dark brown. That's all I'm thinking. Jet black or dark brown. And staying away from that red. We've had some great friends of ours through the years that have had, hey, man, you did it yourself, and you got way too much red in that. It's not a good look. Hey, Bo, one last question. We know you're going to catch that plane. So we're getting into this morning. After a night of drinking and the munchies on your way home, best place you've ever been to grab something late night to eat?
White Castle Burgers.
Yeah. Bam.
White Castle Bam. In New Jersey.
I might have been a bag of them.
It's one of the few places you can drive through in your car by yourself and say, give me 24 burgers.
the little baby burgers. I don't know what they taste like when you're not liquored up, because I've only had them when I've, you know, had too much to drink. But, man, they're good.
You know what? It's a two-way thing. You got to drink them when you get liquored up. But if you eat them before, you got to get some liquor afterwards. So it gets you going either way.
Hey, Bo, listen, man, you have a great flight home. Hope to see you soon, buddy, when I get out there. You take care.
All right, guys. Later.
Honestly, I've never had White Castle, so hopefully they'll bring it to the Miami area. Or one day when I'm on one of my road trips up to Louisville, Kentucky to MC a reggae festival, I'm going to stop at a White Castle and see what all the hubbub is about. People in Orlando waiting hours, getting up at the crack of dawn to go to a White Castle. It boggles my mind. Something that doesn't boggle my mind, Greeny. He's up next talking about Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. This is 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. 560 The Joe, Radio Rewind, running back some of the best you've heard over the past 24 hours here on 560. I am Dan Day, and from 10 to noon, you can hear Greeny right here. What was he talking about? Well, earlier, takes us to Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
I would always be Mr. Rogers' neighbor. I am a child of the Mr. Rogers generation. I grew up watching Fred Rogers and his show Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood on PBS, and I loved it, and I will love Fred Rogers all my life. But the question is about a different Mr. Rogers today. Which neighborhood will Mr. Rogers call home next? Of that, we are not certain. But I will give you right off the bat the two spots I think are the likeliest. Right now, if I had to bet on this, and I will turn to my VP of gambling, hashtag Hembo, do we have odds on Aaron Rodgers' next stop?
Stand by.
Okay, you get those while I tell you the two places I think are the likeliest destinations. First of all, anyone talking about New Orleans, anyone, just take your mind out of the NFC. The Green Bay Packers are less likely to trade Aaron Rodgers to an NFC team, I believe, than Jordan Love is to be the MVP of the league this coming season. There is no way in the world they trade him within the conference. So that leaves 16 teams on the other side of the ledger. I will tell you the two that seem likeliest are Denver and Las Vegas. Let's start with this. The three California teams are set, and some of them are in the NFC anyway. The Rams, the 49ers, he's not going to either of those, and the Chargers are one of the few teams that wouldn't trade for Aaron Rodgers. They're all set. They got Justin Herbert. He's on a rookie contract. They're just happy. Aaron Rodgers wants West. He's not going to Seattle. Again, that's NFC, and they like running the football. He doesn't like that. The more I think about it, the more I like the idea of Las Vegas. Those two, by the way, that I've just named are the two favorites that we have on the board after the Packers. According to these odds, which I just got, are these Caesars?
This is DraftKings.
This is DraftKings. Tells us that the Packers are minus 125 for it to be his next location. I'm telling you right now, and Rob Domofsky told us on this show yesterday, 5% chance of that. 5%. Much better chance that he is somewhere else. They've got the Broncos at plus 200 and the Raiders at plus 500. I could see either of those. I would right now handicap those two as the likeliest destinations. The likeliest outcome is that when we get around to the second Sunday in September, this coming fall, so we're not that far away. What is that, June, July, August? That's 4 months from now. Aaron Rodgers will be the starting quarterback for either the Denver Broncos or the Las Vegas Raiders. Just allow that to sort of roll around in your head. It's unfathomable, but it's true. You know, with Brady, when it happened a year ago, we had a whole year of it coming. Like, you kind of knew it was coming. So when Jeff Darlington broke live on our TV show on Get Up, he's leaving, and then broke live on our TV show, he's going to Tampa. It didn't come with that same feeling of shock. It obviously was equally seismic, historically probably even more significant, considering he won 6 Super Bowls in New England. But this one comes so quickly. It looked like things had calmed down. But I can tell you that I was hearing them, so you know the insiders were, that this stuff was kind of percolating beneath the surface. And everything was being kind of swept under the rug because of Jeopardy and everything else. But we should have known. I'm mad at myself. Actually, I'm mad at you, Nuno, the producer of this show. You're the one who should have said to me, you know, when he went on the Pat McAfee show and he said, I threw a monkey wrench into their plans by playing so well, we should have known then this thing was going to blow up. It just happened sooner than we thought. So our one place to start, which is brought to you by 1-800-Flowers, is where I believe Aaron Rodgers is going next. And to me, it's either Denver or Las Vegas. And Rich Eisen said yesterday, is it personal or is it business? It's both. I heard he'd happily go to Denver because they've got the weapons. He doesn't care that it's in Mahomes' division. He would actually love to personally beat Mahomes. He would love to send Mahomes to the wild card every single year. This is what I've been told. I love that, and I agree with it. You think Aaron Rodgers is worried about Patrick Mahomes? Do you know how you don't get to be Aaron Rodgers? By being worried about Patrick Mahomes or anybody. Aaron Rodgers was Patrick Mahomes before Patrick Mahomes was Patrick Mahomes. Aaron Rodgers doesn't fear Mahomes. He doesn't fear Herbert. He doesn't fear Josh Allen. He doesn't fear anything. That's why he's Aaron Rodgers. So I believe Aaron Rodgers winds up on an AFC contender. And I would add this to the mix. Any team is a contender with Aaron Rodgers on it. All this talk about the great job the Packers have done putting players around him. You put an average quarterback on that Packer team with that lousy defense, one receiver and a good offensive line? You're telling me that team is all of a sudden is sniffing 13-3? That team is what it is because of Aaron Rodgers. Quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers put everybody's kids in private school. Everybody's kids go to private school because they played with Aaron Rodgers and Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. That's what those guys do. They elevate teams. You take Aaron Rodgers off that team. Who is the definition of an average quarterback in the NFL right now?
Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton. You make Andy Dalton the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers this coming season, they will be under 500. Under 500, I would bet you anything you want on that. That's how good Rodgers is. Don't tell me how good the Packers are around him. He's Aaron Rodgers. Any team he goes to becomes great. So I will say we don't know where he's going. We do know when it's going to happen. Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Not until June 1st. So if you're Mark Murphy, you're the president of the Green Bay Packers, you have until then to try to salvage this. The unsolicited advice is do whatever you have to, because they have, make no mistake, they have bungled this. They have mangled this. And oh, by the way, the idea that this is the same as what happened with Brett Favre is just flat out wrong. All these people who are telling you, well, this is how Rodgers got in the league. They drafted him when they had Favre. Hold everything. Do you not remember Brett Favre talking about retirement every single year? Do you not remember the helicopters flying over his house in Mississippi? Do you not remember the old bit we did on Mike and Mike where Joaquin was in the helicopter flying over Brett Favre's house in Hattiesburg, Mississippi? That was Favre threatening to retire. They needed a quarterback then. They didn't now. They decided to turn Rodgers into a bridge, and he said, shove it. That's exactly what happened. And then they decided, we're going to be in charge of the timing here. And Aaron Rodgers said, no, you're not. Who do you think I am? Who do you think you're talking to? You're going to decide when you're done with me? I'm going to decide when I'm done with you. That's what people like Aaron Rodgers do. And I, for one, have zero issue with it.
Ooh. I know a great team that Mr. Rodgers could end up on. Saints, the Dolphins. Just putting that bug in his ear. Don't have to put too much of a bug in your ear to stick around, because I got some of the best Hawk and Crowder around, and May the 4th be with you. This is 560 The Joe Radio Rewind.
I'm walking slow, oh, with a weary mind.
560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Running back some of the best you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. How does it go? I am Dan Day. It is a Tuesday, although it feels like I don't even know what day it is anymore. Last night, my guys Clive and Ron and I went out to the Funky Biscuit in Boca. Beautiful place. Tab Benoit and Josh Garrett, my dudes, were playing, and they were playing it like true South Louisiana guys. It was Cajun. We were talking with our accents. Oh, it was crazy. And everybody was saying, oh, you don't have a Cajun accent. It's been bred out of me, but when I want to talk like a Cajun, I can talk like a Cajun now. See? You turn it on and turn it off. They always talk very Cajun. It was a good old-fashioned show. I hadn't been to one in years, it feels like, with pandemic. But hey, getting those vaccines, getting people out, still staying safe. Very, very nice. Almost lost my train of thought. Let's get with it. May the 4th be with you. Hawk and Crowder say yes, sort of. And also Spencer Knight, he is doing it.
Sounds of the Star Wars Cantina. Go back a couple Funky Buddhas.
Enjoy it all.
So today is May 4th, and that, of course, is May the 4th Be With You Day. And so I had a little fun, I'm not going to lie. I don't know if you know this, Crowder, but I sometimes enjoy trolling or tweaking people a little bit. I don't know if you're aware of this.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Thought it was your
I hide that part of my personality often, but sometimes it comes out. So on the 560 and the 790 Instagram accounts, I made posts this morning that said, May the 4th be with you. And it was me, you, and Solana dressed as Star Trek guys. And that has nothing to do with May the 4th be with you. And I knew that. And I thought that was funny. In fact, Solana texted me the moment I posted them. Amazing troll job. On Instagram, because you know how these people, what do you mean these people? Oh. You know how these people get when, you know, you mistake some, you know, it's like when I tell you my favorite Marvel superhero is Frankenberry, you know, these people go crazy.
Yes. And you know how to push that button.
Yeah. So the May the 4th be with you thing, I purposely on the 560 and 790 Instagram account had pictures of us in Star Trek, you know, photoshopped onto Star Trek characters. And I thought that was funny. And I was just right before we went on the air, I was going through some of the comments. I got my friend Dr. Lascano. I nailed him. He's like, guys, this is the wrong movie. I was like, what? Are you serious? Can't be.
Them Star Wars people are worse than the Crips and the Bloods now. They're a gang.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
They will. The superhero people, Marvel superhero. And, you know, if I mistake a DC character for a Marvel character, I mean, the text machine goes crazy. You know, for years I maintain, and I do believe this, that Batman is half man, half bat. Why else would you call yourself Batman? And, you know, everybody went, oh, that's not true. He I don't know what he is. You know, he's not even a superhero. He is a superhero, and he's half man, half bat. He has many bat-like characteristics, which is why he's called Batman. But that's for another show. But today is May the 4th Be With You Day, so we figured we'd open with a little cantina, a little Star Wars cantina. Yes, we are aware Star Wars is the correct movie for today. All right.
You a Star Wars guy?
I am not. I am not. I saw it, you know, I think it came out 78. Was it 1978? So I was like 9 years old, and certainly I saw it. I just never really got into it. I never saw the second one. I never saw Empire Strikes Back. And I don't think I saw Jedi. And then it gets super confusing after that to me. Like, I can't keep them all in track. But my son, when he was super young, he liked all the Star Wars movies. So I was, you know, like, I got a little bit more introduced to it because he liked them, and then they had some of the newer ones. I remember taking him to see him, and then after like some Han Solo, I don't know. At some point, I turned to Lori and I said, "Look, you're gonna have to find someone else to go on these things. I can't even feign interest for 2 hours. This is just killing me.
You quit.
I got, yeah,
you quit
like
on
I go.
Star Wars.
I go. Is there some sort of Uber for a friend? Like, can I Uber a friend for him to see a Star Wars movie? Well, thankfully, he's grown out of it. I think. But in the meantime. I'm hanging out with Chuck and Jim, you know, who are playing Dungeons and Dragons at 51 years old. So, yeah, I don't know.
your life is very intricate with
those
things.
Yeah, yeah.
I just like Jar Jar Binks because he's an idiot and he talks funny. I don't know what movie it's in.
I never saw the movie with him, I don't think.
Oh, okay,
Are you into Star Wars, Solana?
I wouldn't say I'm like huge into Star Wars. I've seen most of the movies and I enjoy them, but I'm not like a Star Wars freak who today is celebrating May the 4th be with you.
Which one was Jar Jar Binks in?
I don't know who that is.
Who?
How do you do that? Han Solo, is it? He talks funny, got the big ears. No?
Who's running the board for 560 today?
It's almost like this was fate because we have Danny G, the sports bomber, who
loves Star Wars, right? Danny, sports bomber, you love Star Wars, right?
It's like I told some of my friends at CBS when they were asking me why I liked both Star Trek and Star Wars, because apparently you're not supposed to like them both. I told them, look, when I was a kid, if it had spaceships and laser beams, I'm in. It's just that simple.
But you still like it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You still like
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you get crazed when I talk about superheroes and all that stuff,
I don't
right?
get. I used to, but then I realized it's just a troll game, so it's okay. I moved on.
I hate when they figure out the game. Which Star Wars is Jar Jar Binks in?
That would be Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. And he actually made guest appearances in Star Wars Episode 2 and 3.
Thank you, Danny, for everything.
Misa, very happy to help so you there, Channing. Misa, love coming on the Hawks and Crowder show.
That's excellent. We should give some of those to Don Bailey Jr. for the upcoming season.
Misa.
I would run from the thing. So happy 4th, everybody. It was a fun, harrowing Panthers game last night. They jump out. We had, so Crowder and I had a parlay. We had the Panthers and Stars over, and it was 5.5. And my rationalization was Spencer Knight. I didn't know if he was going to win or lose, but I was like, you know what, Spencer Knight, he can't like not give up goals. Like, you know, Panthers are going to have to score a couple goals to win the game, and I don't think Spencer Knight is just going to be, you know, lights out for his entire career. He's got to, you know, he's still got to play like a rookie every now and then.
Well, he's played like three, four games. Yes, I was with you on that one.
And then we had the Panthers to win. And so we had a parlay over 5.5 goals, and I think it was 5 goals at the end of 2, or maybe it went over in the second period. I mean, it was a romp to the over. And then Panthers were up by 2 goals in the third period and blew the lead, and it was tied, went to overtime, and they were able to win the game. So we hit a very nice parlay last night. Panthers game got a little closer than I wanted it to be, but they've won 4 in a row. And by the way, Anthony Duclair, the Duke, that's such a great nickname, the Duke. I mean, it exudes confidence. It exudes
manhood.
Yeah. So the Duke is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour today. So have a big show for you on today, which is a Talk About It Tuesday, by the way. And here's a man who's going to talk about it later on, Alejandro Solana. He's got your headlines.
Anybody tell you May the 4th be with you today? Because I walked into the gym. That's the first thing the person at the front desk told me, and I was over it. I was over it. I already regret turning on Danny G's microphone.
I haven't been out of my house, so no one said it to me.
I would catch an assault charge if somebody says that to me. Out of my face, 4th with you, man.
It's a big day for a lot of people.
Yeah, they ruined Star Wars for you, though, because I like Star Wars. Don't May the 4th be with you on May the 4th. Just don't do it.
You're going to tell them how to be a fan? I hate this. I hate how people tell other people how to be a fan of something.
Just don't tell me. Like, I know it's May the 4th. You don't have to May the 4th be with you on May the 4th.
Can I say Happy Cinco de Mayo tomorrow?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Well, why is that fine, but 4th be with you isn't?
It's an actual holiday.
Yeah, for a lot of people, May the 4th be with you is an actual holiday.
Don't pressure me into Star Wars. I know it's there. I didn't like it. Don't pressure me into it. I'm with Salon. Don't pressure me into Star Wars.
So you want the don't ask, don't tell policy?
With Star Wars, yes. Star Wars, yes. Don't wear your little mask around me either. Don't dress up around me either. I'll jump on you. Whoop Darth Vader's ass.
Somebody takes in Marcos. Marcos makes a banger, and you start the show with the Cantina song. Well,
dun 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 dun. May the 4th be with you. I am Dan Day at Dan Day Radio on all the social medias, Twitter, Instagram, and on Facebook. May the 4th be with you. This is 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Later, slug.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.